We are about to see just how good our systems are in managed isolation for avoiding the spread of COVID. We have our first case of Omicron in MIQ in Christchurch. It's not in the community. It's not an outbreak. A good thing, because further lockdowns have not been ruled out if Omicron does spread. Joining us, Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield. Good morning.
And good morning.
Are there any notable overnight developments to report?
No further developments around the Omicron case that we found down in Christchurch yesterday in managed isolation. That person's now safely in quarantine, and as we announced yesterday, all the people on the flight that brought that person to New Zealand, as well as those, and all of them were actually on that flight, the ones who were on the domestic flight down to Christchurch, they are all considered close contacts, have been treated as such, but all those people are already in managed isolation and going through the usual testing regime. So we'll be watching closely to see if there are any other positive tests.
Would you expect there to be some?
Look, I'm not sure if there will be further tests from that flight, but what I would say is this will be the first of many Omicron cases we will see at the border. We saw this with the Delta variant, that it started off with at the first and then a few cases, but then as it became the dominant variant, and that seems to be what's happening in Europe, where Omicron is really surging, we will see, and we're expecting that most of our cases within a short period of time will be Omicron coming across the border, and then we will deal with them, of course, and keep them at the border. That's our big aim.
On a confidence rating of 10, Ashley, how confident are you that MIQ can contain this variant?
Oh, look, I've got a really high level of confidence. Remember that Delta itself was very highly transmissible compared to earlier variants. We've had hundreds of Delta cases through over the last, well, more than 6 months. Just that one incursion across the border in Auckland that's led to our outbreak, and we still don't know exactly how that happened. But our MIQ procedures are under constant review. There's constant training of staff, and I think they're very tight. So I've got a high level of confidence.
What is your advice to Kiwis tripping all over the country this summer? Should they stick with their holiday plans?
Well, yes, people can stick with holiday plans. That's what we have set in place, the COVID protection framework for, and everyone's done the hard yards there. Yesterday, hitting that 90% double vaccinated, an absolutely huge achievement. That's going to go a very long way to keeping people safe. So it's all the usual advice, and in particular this year, though, that additional thing we weren't doing last summer, which is taking your vaccine pass with you and getting that scanned when you go into places.
Is it inevitable the booster rollout will have to be fast-tracked and that interval time slashed?
Oh, look, we're looking very closely at the interval time for boosters and talking with ministers today on that. There are two reasons for that. One is we're seeing from the evidence overseas that it's emerging pretty quickly that three doses of the Pfizer vaccine get you that high level of protection. And, of course, that's what we want.
Optimal care, optimal protection. Yeah. So is that your advice, to bring it down to 3 months?
Well, let's see. Ministers haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Have you finalised your advice?
Not at this point, and we're discussing it this afternoon. But what I would say is there's a second reason and a second thing that we're taking into account here, and that is, of course, that if the interval's 6 months, it means, and our experience to date is about half of people get that when their time ticks over. You know, we don't want people that have been 8 or 9 months. So it may be that the shorter interval is something that will encourage people to really get that booster by the 6 month time. And we want to be is at highest immunity possible heading into next winter.
When do you envisage?
Winter's the problem, yeah.
Okay, when do you envisage that announcement will be made as to the interval?
Look, I don't want to preempt that, but as I can say,
before Christmas,
very actively discussed. We would be aiming to make an announcement before Christmas, but that's up to ministers.
And what about supplies, Ashley? Do we have sufficient stocks on hand if we were to speed up the booster rollout?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've got over 2.5 million doses of the vaccine already on shore, and we've got deliveries right through 2022 scheduled. So we're confident about supply, but that's one of the things we look at, as well as the sort of operational delivery, bringing it forward if that was the decision. It means, of course, we have to do some work on all our systems to make sure that the interval, if it's the shorter one, is locked into the system.
Ashley, thank you very much for your time. Dr. Ashley Bloomfield.